So we're joined across the table by a lady who, I see, I have to phrase this in a way because you don't like to find out anything beforehand.
No, Fiona.
It is Fiona Hopkins, who joined us from Mayo Dark Skies.
That's me. Hi, Paul. And hi, Martin.
Hi, Fiona. Welcome to the show.
Mayo Dark Skies. Is this the bit where you're going to tell me about all the things that are up there to be seen, everything from stars to satellites and everything else? You're going to tell me what I'm missing, aren't you?
Well, that's what the festival is about. So I'm the director of the Mayo Dark Sky Festival, which happens in Newport and Mulranny and Ballycroy, just down the road every year. And it's a fun-filled, family-friendly festival that aims to tell people all about the night sky and why dark skies are so important. Because Mayo has the darkest skies in Ireland. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, didn't know that one.
There you go. So you don't have to move too far outside town like Claremorris or Newport, where I'm from, and you can look up and see fabulous stars, the Milky Way, unlike most of the world who now cannot ever see the Milky Way because of so much bright lights and so much urbanisation.
There's so much street lights and signs and everything else, lights from people's houses and so on in cities, that affects what you're going to be able to see in the sky.
Yeah, because if you think about it, light doesn't just shine down. So you have street lights that don't just light the street or the road that you're trying to see safely on. All that light also goes up into the sky and basically drowns out all of the stars and the constellations and the planets that you should be able to see. But here in Mayo, we're really lucky because we protect our night sky. And for about 9 years now, we've been running a festival in Mayo, just celebrating all of that. Because, of course, the light affects our biodiversity as well as our scientific knowledge. Animals, including humans, are all affected by the light, our circadian rhythms and everything. So we like to celebrate that every year, and in November we have a 3-day festival that aims to do that.
Now, what are you going to see? I mean, obviously you're going to see stars, right? But what else would you see? Would you see any planets? Would you see any satellites? Or what else would you see when you're looking up at the sky?
When you're looking up at the sky, you will see, for sure, you will see the stars. And in winter, the stars look particularly amazing. You'll get a star constellations like Cassiopeia. You'll get the Plough, of course, that everybody's familiar with. And from the Plough, you can find Pole Star. But you'll also see planets, for sure. Venus, Jupiter, Saturn are all very, very visible in the night sky and sometimes in a particular alignment. And it's great fun. Now, one of the challenges we have here in Mayo, believe it or not, is cloud and rain. So while we have beautiful dark skies, we don't always get clear skies. So it's extra special when we do, and we like to celebrate it. So the festival itself, there are a lot of outdoor events. We have free stargazing sessions at Burrishul Abbey, just outside Newport. We have dark sky walks around Ballycroy Visitor Centre. But we also have a lot of indoor events because, like I said, we cannot always rely on the weather. I wish we could guarantee never a cloud in the sky, but lots of fun, free indoor events as well. Like, we have a mobile planetarium families love. It seats about 25 people and you get a guided tour of the night sky then in the comfort of being indoors
and warm.
But looking and warm and guaranteed to see some stars in that planetarium. We run like 6 shows a day of that planetarium.
Cool.
It is cool.
You're sitting in a chair indoors looking up at the night sky.
Yeah.
Wow.
And experts from the Blackrock Castle Observatory, which is down in Cork, the oldest observatory in the country, they are there to guide you through what you're looking at. So that when you do go outdoors and you do get a clear night, even in your own time and in your own life, you can look up and say, I know what that constellation is. That W in the sky is Cassiopeia. And everyone's an expert.
Like, cool. Which the next generation are going to need to be, because when we get warp speed, they're going to be going to the stars, aren't they?
Exactly. Well, we don't know, but that's certainly some people's plans, all right.
So tell us again the dates, the times, your website.
Yeah, so the festival takes place this year from the 31st of October through to the 2nd of November. So that's a Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The finale then is a lantern walk where we have giant lanterns designed by a local artist, Tom Meskell, who designs fabulous large-scale sculpture mm-hmm. lanterns, and everybody will get a lantern and they'll walk from Newport Viaduct, which people probably know. It's that iconic view in mm-hmm. Newport, County Mayo, the beautiful old railway viaduct. And we'll walk across the viaduct and up to the church for a concert by Keela we'll be playing. And that's on the Sunday night. So they're the dates, and there are tickets still available for most events, and the website is www.mayodarksskyfestival.ie.
Wonderful.
Great stuff. Fiona, sounds like a great weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fiona Hopkins from Mayo Dark Sky Festival, thanks for coming in to us.
Thanks a million, Martin, and thanks, Paul. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely chatting with you.